Okay, Simon, I'm going to have you say your last name so all of Illini Nation forever will know exactly how to say it.
I got you. It's Svijanović.
Svijanović.
Yes, the Y, the J is like a Y.
Okay.
It's easy. Svijanović.
Svijanović.
As long as you don't look at it when you're saying it.
I've always said Svijanović, but that's wrong. Svijanović.
Yeah.
Svijanović. See, now we got it.
We got it.
Everybody just calls you Simon because nobody wants to try.
Yeah, the coaches will be like, Lewis, Kennard, Simon.
So left tackle, you like it? How's it feel out there? Like you liking it at left?
Yeah,
left
side? I'm feeling really comfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, the spring, it took me a few practices to get used to it, just coming back from the right side to the left side.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, always it takes like 5-6 practices, but feeling really comfortable at this point. I mean, I was already, by the spring game, I was locked in. I felt real comfortable.
You like playing next to Mike? I mean, you guys came in together and you played together, and is that good? Do you have an understanding of each other?
Yeah, me and Mike have a real good understanding, just because, like you said, we were roommates freshman year.
Yeah.
We're always helping each other on the field, off the field, getting in the book. We have a real good camaraderie across the whole O-line.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this group is like a really tight-knit group.
Take me back to recruiting. What other opportunities did you have? What other schools were you considering, and what made you pick here?
Coach Beckman offered me first, actually, at Toledo.
Okay.
And that was, before my senior season. I figured I'd wait it out, mm-hmm. see what I could do. I know, I knew I could play at this level. I just didn't have that many big offers. I had OU, Bowling Green, Ohio University.
Mm-hmm.
Took an official at Ohio University. Illinois offered me and came right out.
Okay. So, we're going to get rain on here. Well, I'm just going to protect my phone like this. Put it under the beard and it keeps it dry. what do you guys think about putting the line together with you and Corey at the bookends this year? And
bookends.
See, bookends. You can join us if you want, Corey.
Hey, bookends is trending on Twitter.
I'm now here talking to bookends. It's already trending on Twitter. Who's the better offensive tackle?
We're a pair.
Yeah, so we're a pair. We come as a package. So
you come as a package.
Yeah, we don't, you know.
Okay, you don't talk like that.
We don't talk about, you know. No. Uh-huh. Who's better in the Big Ten? Us, obviously, but
obviously.
Us together, then there's no better tandem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you guys, like, playing, like, will you switch at all? Like, I know in the old scheme, like in a Petrino scheme, he would flip you.
We used to do strong and weak tackles. Now it's left and right strictly.
Just straight.
Yeah, left and right. I'll be on the right, he'll be on the left.
Yeah. Only time I switch sides on field goal. Really.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a couple packages where tackle over packages, but he'll still be on his side and I'll still be on my side.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So, but nothing nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, so now let's get to the real questions. Who eats the most of the offensive line?
I would have to definitely,
probably Corey.
Yeah, I eat a lot.
Really?
I eat a lot.
Okay.
I definitely eat. I'm almost 320 now. And,
yeah? What are you at now?
310.
310?
311, 312.
Yeah. Is that your goal for the season? You want to play at about 310?
I'm trying to carry that through camp, and I'll probably come, I mean, yeah, anywhere from 305 to 310.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're 310 across the board.
310 across the board.
Yeah.
Teddy's got a little gun on him.
He's 312.
Oh, he's 312.
Yeah,
so he needs to do some jumping jacks tonight?
No, he's moving it.
He's moving
it. We're all moving
That's
it.
That's right.
There.
That's right. What do you guys think of the young offensive tackles? Talk about them for a little bit. The three guys that came in the spring, you think they have some potential?
They've come a long way. We were just talking about Christian DeLauro, Austin Schmidt. They've changed their body a lot since they've been here.
Yeah.
DeLauro's going to be real good. He's very athletic. Came as a tight end, obviously.
Yeah.
Schmidt's gonna be good. Austin Schmidt, he's gonna be very good too. Over time, like Simon just said, they come a long way. I think they're gonna be real good down the line.
Right. Yeah, Sinkhouse is more athletic than some of our tight ends, I think. But he needs to put some weight on.
And
he'll be good.
Put him on your diet.
He's strong. Yeah. He's moving out there. He's taking the right footwork. They're all those guys. Those three have learned a lot and changed their body types a lot.
Last question. There's no Jack Cornell beard this year, and I'm a beard guy. So, I mean, anybody on the offense going to have the beard? I see some of the
Michael
receivers.
Michael Heitz can grow a beard, but I don't think he wants one.
Yeah. I can't grow facial hair.
Even though
I'm one of the oldest men on the team.
This is like 3 weeks out right here.
Okay.
Okay. This is all I get.
Okay, well, Jack.
This is 365 days out.
Okay, yeah, well, Jack's legacy lives on. All right, guys, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Man.
Thanks. All right.
See you.